Hello and welcome to SMPD, the podcast where we look back at the cartoons that shaped our childhood. I am Chris Bolton. With me, as always, my partner in podcasting, Mr. Mark Williams.
Hello.
And this episode, we are looking back at what seemed to me like a huge cultural movement for about 30 seconds in the 80s. A big part of my childhood for a very small part of it. We are looking back at Madballs. Now, I have a confession to make here. This is the second week in a row, second episode in a row, where we've kind of looked at a show that isn't really a show. After Zelda last time, which we were able to defend. This one, I just flat out had a case of the Mandelas. Like, I thought this was a show. I specifically remember this cartoon. Now, I'll perhaps get into... when we're talking about my thoughts, I'll get into where I am with it now. But, like, for years, I convinced myself there was a Madballs cartoon. And... kind of not, is there? There's animated specials, which is not the same.
I sort of had a different take on this because you put it on the list years ago.
Ages ago. I think it's been on since the start.
I think it has. It's that high up the list. It must be on our very technical spreadsheet. But I remember when you put it, I was like, oh, I'm not entirely sure what that is. And you sort of sent me a link, you sent me a picture of one of them. I said, oh, fuck yeah, I remember those. They were the rubber balls, and they always reminded me of Boglins, but Boglins were better. So I recognized, I thought, right, okay. And then when we were talking about a couple of weeks ago, I was right, okay. So you sent me a link, I was right, okay. I know what that is, that's fine. And then, yeah, I thought, right, I haven't put enough time aside to watch it, so I'll watch it today. I was working from home, usual trick, I'll stick it on the iPad in front of next to the monitor so I can watch that. And then if anybody rings me, I'll just pause it and carry on. And so I thought, right, okay, so I'll do that. And I thought I'd missed something. I thought there was a problem because I watched the first episode, which was great. It was very much of the 80s. It was an alien species run off the home world, settle on Earth, and they're being pursued by whatever. Fine, mm-hmm. I can deal with that. That seems like the start of a show because Transformers, Thundercats, every other fucking sci-fi thing came out in the 80s. You know, that was kind of the thing. So I thought, fine, I'm on board with that. And then the next thing I watched was the link you sent me yesterday, which was actually the second special, which was completely different. The characters were drawn differently. They were colored differently. They sounded different. They acted different. The entire format was different. The tone was different. And I got through that thinking, well, that's not really the same. I don't really like that. And then the next thing on YouTube, it's an official channel. It's Madballs TV. Or something similar, but it's basically from 2017. It's a group of fucking skits whereby a lot of them have people in them with the Madballs drawn over their faces and animated. Or do you remember the Diet Coke ads you used to get on before films on ITV, like the sponsored ads, where you'd have like a picture of Jackie Chan or Bridget Bardot or whatever, and just the eyes and the lips would be sort of cut out and moved. It was like that stuff like that, and it was just horrendously unfunny. And I remember, as I texted you this afternoon, what the fuck have I just watched? Because this doesn't seem to be what I thought it was going to be. And especially after that first episode, which there were some faults with it, but it was actually pretty good. It seemed to be a pretty decent pilot.
Yeah.
But then it just disappeared. There's no sign of anything. And I thought I'd lost something. I thought I spent a good hour pissing around on YouTube trying to find the bit I missed. Because there must have been a show that followed that. Because it didn't even end.
No.
It was like, right, they crash land on Earth. They're in a bar. The evil military come in and look like they've got them cornered. Credits, bang. Well, where's episode two?
Never made it.
Never made it. I felt so cheated.
Yeah, so I thought this was a whole series, right? And it wasn't until I did the same as you. I watched the first one. And then, and incidentally, I've had to find this on YouTube. I can't find it anywhere else.
It's only available on VHS.
Is it? Okay.
It was never released digitally.
There you go. So I was like, right, where's the rest of this show? Where is it? Why can't I find the other episode? So I took a bit of a deep dive. And then I very quickly unlocked core memories, serious core memories, because it turns out they didn't make any more. Escape from Orb is the episode that we've watched.
Yes.
And it was a VHS video cassette. And I did a bit of digging, found that out, and then I instantly was just taken all the way back to picking up this big old rubber box, like the old rental boxes you used to get. Not the like plastic snap cases that you get when you bought the video. Like the old chunky black rubber boxes with this cover on it. And I can remember like the first video shop I can ever remember, right? It was shit. It was underneath a newsagent. It was in the basement. It wasn't even in my local town. We were into like the video rental thing was huge in our household. So we went to the next town over to rent videos, right? Because we had a Betamax before we had a VHS. And then we went on to VHS. This was definitely a VHS tape.
Yeah.
But I remembered the smell. I remembered everything of just walking into this newsagent's, going to the room at the back, going down the stairs into basically...
With the red lights and the beaded
into basically a dungeon that was just full of videos. And I can remember repeatedly, like as soon as I saw the case, that memory was unlocked. And I understood where I remembered this cartoon from, because I remember repeatedly renting the Madballs tape along with Disney sing-along songs. There's one which I now watch with my kid on YouTube because I found it. There's one that's all based at Disneyland where they're in the parks. And it fascinated me as a kid. I think I've talked about it before. And that's kind of where my love of theme parks came from. But I remember renting this Madballs tape over and over and over and over because this was all there was. And I was really into Madballs. I think, there was a period... It's probably only like a year, you know, because when you're a kid, like these things come and go. Hmm. But I just remember me and my friends all being into Madballs. So I would rent this. I had a Madballs pencil case. I had lots of Madballs because it wasn't that I was spoiled. It's just that these were actually relatively cheap. They were just foam balls.
You got they were quite small as well, weren't they?
They were, yeah. I mean, they were about the size of a tennis
bigger
ball.
Ones as well.
Yeah, there was the basketball one and the football one. I had the basketball one, I remember. But I had
the baseball one.
The baseball is Screaming Mimi, so he's part of the core lineup. I had a Screaming Mimi, but because of this, they were relatively cheap. At least I think they would have been back then. Because I remember, like, this is what you bought to birthday parties. Like, if you got invited to a birthday party, I would take a Madball, and likewise, if I had a birthday party, I'd get loads of Madballs. So I think most of us in my friend group had kind of all the Madballs, right? And then I had the Madballs annual. And I had the Madballs video game. There was one on the Spectrum. There was a Madballs game. I'm sure we'll come to talk about all of this. But I got really, really into Madballs, which is ironic because I was a fat kid who hated sports. So it's ironic that I would become obsessed with these toys, but probably a period, like a year at most, probably. It was probably more like a couple of fucking months, right? But I got obsessed with these toys for a little while. Never went outside and played with them or anything. Fuck that. Like, I used them like action figures, but...
Playing outside, fuck that.
You know, they were, like, I've said, I think, on all the shows across this network numerous times, so this will be, like, broken record time for listeners, but I fucking love monsters. I love everything. Like, I love the grotesque. I love classic monsters. And these just... Like, if these were engineered to... Which they were, let's be honest. Engineered to appeal to kind of preteen boys... In the late 80s, like, they massively ticked my box. Like, well done, you know? It, like, you laser targeted this shit at me. So I got obsessed, and I would continually rent this video. So that's what I remember. It's just that I had completely, like, forgotten that and twisted it round in my mind to this whole series. And I think I've got it muddled up with the storyline from the annual. Because the annual was about four or five issues of the comic all collected together. And so I mean,
the comic didn't run for long anyway. I think it ran for about 10 issues. Yeah, anyway, didn't it? So you might have even read the whole thing.
I don't think we ever actually got the comic in the UK, not from what I've been reading anyway, but I definitely had the Madballs annual. You know, and again, this is back in the days where everything had fucking annual. And Christmas was like, we've talked about this before as well. I think when we were doing Dennis the Menace, I would get just stacks of annuals again because cheap present, right? And your parents think they're doing good because you read it. Yeah.
Fucking A.
You know, and an annual's like a fiver. So, you know, you can get like 10 annuals for the price of a fucking board game, right? So I'd get loads of annuals. Loved the Madballs one. So, that's why I put it on the list.
Yeah.
I was kind of nervous and excited about watching it because I couldn't remember much about the show at all. I remembered that they sang Great Balls of Fire at the start.
Yeah.
Because I think that was probably the first time I'd properly heard that song. So it's always kind of, the two have kind of always been a little bit intrinsically linked for me.
Yeah, I'll interrupt you there just because I have a story on that. I remember I got taken to the cinema. I think my aunt and uncle took me to Arachnophobia when I was about six and scared the living piss out of me. But one of the trailers on there was for a, it was some sort of parody biopic of Jerry Lee Lewis called Great Balls of Fire.
Mm-hmm. With Dennis Quaid, I think. Was it Dennis Quaid?
Yes, I think it was, yeah.
I'm sure it was.
So I've only seen the trailer, but I remember it specifically because I remember it was one of those where I just kind of worked out that balls was like a swear word, and you couldn't just go out and say balls.
Yeah.
Unless you were specifically talking about literal balls, not testicles. So it was fucking hilarious that this film was called Balls of Fire. And there were no fireballs in sight.
No, it was Dennis Quaid and Winona Ryder. There you go. So around, actually, yeah, the time of Madballs, right?
A little bit after.
Yeah, but kind of that. So, we would have still been in that Madballs sort of era, I think. Madballs was earlier, but I think they were probably still around.
Yeah, probably. But yeah, that was my first exposure to the songs. So then when I saw Madballs, would have been... That's exciting. I remember seeing it when I was younger. And same as you, thought it was an entirely different thing. So when I put it on today, I remembered Freakella singing it.
Mm-hmm.
But I always jump back to that trailer for that film, which I never fucking saw.
I think I've seen it, but I don't remember much about it. But I must have seen it because I remember Dennis Quaid was in it. So I'm sure I've probably seen it.
Yeah, I'm not going to dig it up at some point.
Yeah. So it's probably amazing. I remember quite liking it. I can't remember anything about it, but I've just, as soon as you said it, I went Dennis Quaid and I had a positive reaction. I could be wrong. This could end up on Better Than Mario Brothers.
I was going to say, it could end up on Mario. There was that, and there was also a trailer for a film called Young Einstein.
Yahoo Serious.
I don't remember anything about it, apart from the fact it was set in Australia and he was fighting with the Tasmanian devil in the trailer.
Yahoo Serious, that's a bad, bad, bad movie. I remember it
Maybe that makes it onto Mario this year, then.
I remember it being bad as a kid. I bet it's fucking horrendous now. Anyway, this is not the Yahoo Serious podcast. I wonder if one exists. I bet there is. I bet there's
got to be.
Maybe he has a podcast.
Just for those... Yeah, maybe. I mean, just for people sort of, you know, listening along at home, we listen across the network, that is about as much thought as goes into picking episodes, by the way, what we just did.
Yeah, pretty much. I've suggested it now, so we'll have a look and maybe follow up on it. Either that or you guys write in and say, hey, do you remember this? And we go, yeah, fuck it, we'll do that this week. That's our plan, right? Mark's not joking. We have a spreadsheet just full of names of shows because as we're doing this, we'll finish the episode and go, oh, we mentioned that. Let's bang it on the list. But Madballs was there from day one. I'm sure it was because I remember it so fondly. So I was excited. I was nervous because that's how these things go. I'll be honest, I've not had a great time with even though it's only like, well,
22 minutes each.
I was going to say under 50 minutes. I've not had a great time with either of them. Escape from Orb is definitely better than Gross Jokes.
Gross Jokes.
Wow, that's a fucking thing, isn't it?
But that is infinitely better than the abortion that came in 2017.
Haven't seen any of the new shorts.
Don't waste your time.
I don't like the look of them. I don't want to be that guy, right? Because you get a lot of this, like, as regular listeners, I'm a big Disney guy as well. And you get a lot of this with, like, the new Mickey Mouse cartoons. Everybody's like, oh, I don't like it. It's ugly. And that really annoys me, right? Because that's all right if you don't necessarily like the art stuff, but give it a chance. And I was like that at first, and the new Mickey's now really grown on me. I actually really love that anarchic style of the new Mickey Mouse shorts. But I'm having that reaction to Madballs. I'm like, oh, no, sir, I don't like it. I can't do it. But from what I understand and from what you've told me, you know, with your description of what it's like, it sounds like it's almost kind of Gilliam-esque in the same way that Gross Jokes is, in that it's trying to be,
but it's not. It doesn't quite hit the mark.
Yeah, like it's almost got this kind of Dada kind of style to it.
Yeah. I'm talking about there's conventional animation. No, there are conventional skits as well, which look more like Oddballs, but Madballs, sorry. But it just doesn't... The tone of it doesn't fit either. So it's not just the fact it looks different, because Gross Jokes looks completely different to Escape from the Orb anyway.
Yeah, it does. It's totally different.
So it's not so much that. It's just the fact that actually, when you put it on... The style is different, but you can kind of forgive it. But if you think of Escape from Orb as being like a pilot for what would have been a traditional 80s action cartoon,
mm-hmm.
By contrast, Gross Jokes is just a series of MASH-esque 70s puns.
Yeah, Gross Jokes feels like an animated special, and it feels like something you'll buy. It reminded me, although the quality is nowhere near as good, but a couple of months ago now, because we had a break for Christmas, but when we were doing like Dennis the Menace and stuff, we talked a lot about the Beano video, and it kind of reminded me of that. It's just this collection of skits. The problem is, let's do Gross Jokes first then, I guess, right? And then we'll end on the high. Fucking hell, that is Escape from Orb. Even though Escape from Orb is what I was thinking of when I thought about this show, right? Yeah. So I watched Gross Jokes for the very first time, as far as I can remember, this week. Like, I don't remember watching Gross Jokes as a kid at all. But it's kind of animated sketch show. It's in the style of... reminds me a lot of... Do you remember You Can't Do That on Television? And stuff like that. It was like an American kids kind of sketch show. It was on Sky, and it reminded me a lot of that. That kind of, it's not adult, but it's not for kids either, and they don't understand where that kind of gray area is, you know. Yeah. And they don't know how to pitch it, and the problem is that it's just like painfully unfunny.
Yeah, I mean, I think the problem with the humor is that it's very much this very genteel, very soft, very old-timey, sort of almost, I say MASH is probably a bit harsh on MASH, it's sort of this vaudevillian, call and response, Statler and Waldorf-esque, but not as funny. There's a skit where two of them are in a hospital, and he's like, oh, I don't like my doctor, last time I saw him, he cost me an arm and a leg, and it's a ball bounced around with no legs. And then there's lots of back and forth about the doctor, and it's the sort of thing you'd get grumpy old fuckers making these one-liners, and it just doesn't work. And I think you're right, because it doesn't. It's not the type of thing you get in a kids show. It's not that they're not that type of jokes, but it's not adult enough that it's actually interesting.
It's just not funny, and it doesn't hang together. There's no central concept. I get it. The idea is the Madballs are putting on this vaudeville show. But that's never really explained or set up. And if it was, perhaps it would be... And the problem with that is you can change the animation style and stuff. You can change some of the voices, but the characters are the same as in Escape from Orb, right? Yeah. And that's particularly important when you think of, Freakella's never, ever been an actual Madball. She exists only in this cartoon. So, to carry her through... suggests that this is like continuation, sequel, shared universe, whatever it is, right?
It's a thing.
So just pick up where you left off. Just like have them, they're famous now. They've come to Earth with this rock band. They're famous. They've got their own TV show. Monkeys, that shit, right? That's all you needed to do, and you've got your sketch show. But instead, it's like I said, it reminded me of kind of that on television. It's as if they go in for Python, though. And again, I think that's because they've got that Gilliam-esque kind of Dada style, kind of cut and paste. And it's not funny. The writing, I don't think I would have found it funny as a kid in the 80s. I definitely don't find it funny now. Some of it is just fucking bizarre.
And I think that's the thing, is that the Escape from Orb, it wasn't joke, 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 joke. There was a story, but you had jokes in it. And it flowed, it had a decent pace, the tempo was all right, the tone of it was fine. By the time you get to Gross Jokes, it's just like they've gone, it didn't really do as well as we wanted it to do, and it's not really what we wanted it to be, so we're going to completely change it, completely throw it on its arse and start again.
Yeah.
In which case, make a different fucking show.
Well, yeah, but I feel like actually...
Or use different Madballs and make an entire... And make something different. You can still have Freakella and all the others in their band and whatever. Refer back to them, show them on clips on TV or whatever else. But have a different core cast in your second special.
Wait, because
that works.
Because they add Bash Brain in the second one. I don't know why he wasn't in the first one, actually. Because sure he was actually on the cover. Bash Brain was always... Like I say, I had the Series 1 Madballs. Bash Brain was always my favourite. So I was happy to see him show up, but I think spiritually, Like, it's not very good. It's definitely not very good. But spiritually, I feel like Gross Jokes is a better fit for Madballs and is closer to the spirit of the Madballs franchise, then, if you want to call it that, than Escape from Orb is. Now, that's not to say Escape from Orb isn't that, but it does feel like there is, like, you're right when you call it an 80s action cartoon, right? And it definitely feels like one of those tie-in cartoons where they want to sell more toys, and it ended up not being that and going straight to video. So, ironically, it was merchandise of the toys in and of its own right. But it smacks of over-effort rather than under-effort is the thing.
Yeah, it seems like one of those things where somebody had an idea for a show, or somebody had a concept, but then they didn't have a property to hang it on, and the 80s was all about selling toys.
Exactly.
And
somebody,
what about Madballs? Nobody's doing Madballs. Yeah, but that doesn't really work because they're a band and they come from, they're from another planet where music's illegal. Yeah, but Madballs, nobody's doing that.
Totally. And so they had to work really hard to shoehorn them in. Whereas Gross Jokes, it's just they've got like mad balls. They're balls and they're like kind of grotesque and disgusting. Mental. So they'll tell like dick and fart jokes and stuff, innit? Except it's kids' TV, so we can't do dick and fart jokes. So we'll do really, really bad dad humor. And that's what it'll be. And so I feel like spiritually it was a better fit. And I think by this point, the designs of the Mad Balls in that show as well, and the animation style and everything, all just seemed to fit Mad Balls better. Because the one thing I think Escape from Orb definitely isn't is Mad Balls, right? But yet it also is. Am I making sense?
Yeah.
I think I am. Because when you look at the game and you look at the annual, they're their own things as well, right? But they all kind of feel spiritually the same. And the annual is a totally different storyline again. In the annual, they're created by like a Dr. Frankenstein type scientist, right? And then there's adventures with them escaping from the lab and stuff like that, okay? And again, that feels like what Madball should be. I feel like rather than being extraterrestrial in origin for a start, there needs to be more of a classic monster horror element to them, right?
Given the way they look and the fact that they are basically everyday objects.
Yes. So I don't understand, but look, fine, whatever, it's the 80s, they come from the planet Orb, they're balls or whatever. But then there's all the legwork required where, like, and you can see it's clearly because the animation is fucking dog shit. This is some of the worst animation we have ever seen on this podcast. And I'm sorry, it just is. It's fucking dog shit, right? And there comes a point where I think they must have been drawing them bouncing, and somebody looked at it and went, "What the fuck is that? Just give them legs, give them arms and legs." And you're just like, "Why have you done that now?" Because that takes them into a totally different property. Because I do remember they were Madballs action figures,
right? Okay.
Now, they didn't look like the Madballs in the cartoon. They did kind of look like the ones in Gross Jokes, actually, now I think about it, because they were quite kind of chunky and beefy. But all they basically did was take the Madballs and put them on like a foam, like a Stretch Armstrong-y foam body, right?
Okay.
So they were like these big, chunky arms and beefy legs and stuff. But then the design of them doesn't match that in Escape from Orb. So that's where their body. But they're on like kind of spindly fucking legs, and they've got spindly arms.
Yeah, they're like Mr. Men, aren't they?
Yeah, and the whole point, like, it doesn't work if they're not balls, right? Because what's Screaming Mimi if he's not a baseball? What's Oculus Orbus if he's not an eyeball? Like, what is, so why, when you give them legs and stuff like that, the whole concept is gone. The gag is out the window.
Yeah, because you get it straight away right in Escape from Orb that when they're climbing out like the cockpit of a plane and they've got arms and legs and they sort of hoik themselves over the way you see in a regular cartoon of humanoid characters and say, well, hang on, it's a ball. Why didn't it just bounce out?
Yep. It's kind of like...
bounce along the runway and into wherever it's going.
Yeah. It's kind of like when you watch the Pac-Man cartoon and all of a sudden Pac-Man's got arms and legs.
Yeah.
But at least then you're going like, well, yeah, but he did have arms and legs in Pac-Land, so I guess. Yeah. And you're kind of more used to seeing Pac-Man with arms and legs. It's just at the time that sprite wasn't able to convey that. Like now, you do see Pac-Man with arms and legs quite a lot, actually. On the Namco logo, he's got arms and legs. So you've kind of come to accept it because he's not actually a fucking ball. He's a Pac-Man. These are balls. The whole point, like you said, Mark, they are everyday objects that have been, like, for whatever reason, mutated and become grotesque and stuff.
Yeah.
So I just found it weird that they gave him arms and legs.
Yeah, made no sense.
But, you know, the story itself is actually fine, I think. I wouldn't say it's good. It's certainly not original, and it's...
If they'd made that series, if the rest of that show existed, I'd have watched it. Or at least I'd have given it a good run, because, okay, yes, it wasn't good, but it was enjoyable enough. I could say, right, it's a pilot. I can see where they're going. Let's give it a chance. So yeah. if they'd made the rest of that show, I'd have watched it.
But, yeah, maybe I'd have watched it. I don't know that I'd have enjoyed it. I think even as an 80s sci-fi action cartoon, it's one of the worst I think I've seen since we've been doing this show. And that is largely because, you know, the writing is terrible. The animation is just dog shit. The voice work isn't good. Like, nothing's good. Nothing's good. And it just...
And nothing hangs together either.
Nothing hangs together. And it, like I said, weirdly, I think it smacks of over effort. It smacks of trying too hard to make something work that isn't working. Whereas Gross Jokes is the complete opposite. Gross Jokes is just like, it's Mad Balls, isn't it? It'll sell, don't worry. Who cares?
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be funny. Yeah. Doesn't have to look. Fuck it, it's Mad Balls. Kids will buy it.
Like, yeah, I was waiting for them to break into Who's On First at one point.
Yeah. It's that bad, isn't it? It's that generic and bad. But like I say, it feels spiritually closer. Now, like I say, Escape from Orb is the one I've got the connection to. So that was the one that I was planning to talk about. That's what I thought the show was. And I think it's just got, other than being a curio, like, I think I can say to people, go and watch it, right? Because it's a proper, like, this is how not to do it. This is how, especially in the 80s, right, where everything had a fucking cartoon. The fucking California Raisins had a cartoon at this point, for fuck's sake. There you go. There's one for the list. That and Pac-Man. right, so everything had a cartoon, but most of them at least were, well, I remember them being passable. But then I remember this being really fucking good, right? So what does that tell you? But I just feel like, you know, when everything had a cartoon, it feels like they should have, like, it needs to be at least of a standard, because we know what to expect, right? So you can take this license, you can plug it into this generic action format, and it should work. But somehow they've managed to fuck it up. And I think you hit the nail on the head, Mark. I hadn't thought of it, but I think you're right. I think this cartoon was packaged and ready to go, and then somebody went, I know what'll fit that. Mad Balls.
Yeah.
Throw the Mad Balls in there.
Yeah, it fits about as well as a spanner in a fucking blender.
Yeah, it makes no sense whatsoever. Whereas, like I said, it should be, you know, this should be more in the vein, like, tonally anyway. This should be something more like Gravedale High or something.
Yeah.
It needs to be, like, a little bit creepy and kooky, you know, and they need to be in, like, fucking Transylvania or something like that. They don't need to come from a whole entirely different planet. Now,
because what is the planet? Why is music illegal? What are the consequences? There's nothing.
Well, I'm actually really interested in that. I actually think there is
a story there.
There is, right? Now, it's actually the story of We Will Rock You, but let's not talk about that, because that's the worst musical ever made as well. No, I'm not being harsh. No, being harsh, because Wicked is a thing that exists. And so is Cats. Oh, no. All right. We Will Rock You.
Take it back.
We Will Rock You is nowhere near the worst musical ever made. It's just one that I really don't like. and it's because it's so poorly fucking written. And because actually, yes, there are lots of connections here. It feels like somebody just want, what does this need? Oh, well, I've got a bunch of Queen songs you can have the license to. Let's fucking throw them in. Off we go. We'll make it fit. And we'll shoehorn a reference in everywhere we can. Anyway, this isn't a musical podcast. This isn't a We Will Rock You podcast. If anybody wants a musical theatre podcast, pretty sure me and Helen can oblige. You just need to write in and let us know.
Fuck, I'll join. I hate musicals. I'll join it.
Oh, there you go. So there's the entertainment value, right? It can be, how many musicals can we make Mark watch before his brain dribbles out of his ears? Starting with Mary Poppins. Right. Okay. For those of you, well, actually, we're not on video anymore. Mark just held three fingers up. I reckon I can kill him in two.
Depends on the musical.
Mary Poppins. We'll start with Mary Poppins because I know you fucking hate it.
I'm out.
Where the fuck was I? Right, We Will Rock You. The story, it basically is We Will Rock You, right? However, predates We Will Rock You. Just want to
by quite a while.
Just want to say that I'm going to be very careful what I say because Ben Elton's got a lot of money, so he could probably very easily sue me if he wants to. But
can't sue you if you haven't got a fuck all.
But true, I haven't. Yeah, that's right. That's how this works. I'm okay. I will say it then. I reckon he was a secret closet Madballs fan and he ripped the fucking story off. There you go. Have that, Ben Elton. Yeah. Fuck you, Baldrick.
If Ben Elton is listening, well, him.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
Yeah. By the way, I'm aware he's not actually Baldrick. That was a pointed reference for those of you that understand British comedy. Right. Where the fuck was I?
So we're talking about the fact that it didn't really fit. Tonally, it didn't fit. It didn't seem like the right property, and it just kind of felt shoehorned in, which is then you kind of went into We Will Rock You territory.
Yes. Right. Yes. I really did go off on a fucking tangent there, didn't I?
More importantly, I was actually fucking paying attention. I could tell you where it went.
Well done. Well done.
First time for everything. It's only taken 8 years.
So that's the thing, right? There's an interesting story there, and there's clearly a story that could be successful there, because as much as I don't like We Will Rock You, it was very, very fucking successful, right? It probably has more to do with the music than it does the story, but anyway, there's a fucking story there. This, it just manages to cock it up entirely. Like, why can't they just be, you're right, Mark, why can't they just be like this fucking super buff, fucking heroic rock and roll band? You know, all in fucking leathers with guitars and shit, and like, that works.
Basically, this is the origin of Kiss.
Oh my god, this should be a Kiss cartoon. Yes. Problem solved, Mark.
Saves the entire thing.
Yes. Yes. Give me that. Give me that, please.
But give us the whole fucking story, not just the pilot.
Yeah, and don't make it about a bunch of fucking balls. Essentially. Yeah. And that's the thing. I like these characters. I do. Mm. But I don't like this depiction. What I like is the version of these characters that I have in my head, which comes through from the product itself.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's credit to the designers of the toys, right? That's like when you look at Screaming Mimi, you know what that character is. You look at Bash Brain, you know what that character is. Dusty, you know what the character, you know them all. Yeah. But that's not the characters they are in the cartoon, and that's the bit I can't fucking work out. And also, if nothing else, how the fuck... Like, I get they wanted to put Freak Ella in there because, like, girls and shit in it. Like, they got it because this was the 80s, right? So you couldn't sell these toys to girls unless there was a girl one, so they wouldn't watch them. Because the fucking 80s.
Yeah.
But you've got all of these, like I say, all of these perfectly encapsulated characteristics within these ball-like characters.
Yeah.
And you put the one who is basically a giant fucking mouth with a humongous tongue to put Gene Simmons to shame. You put him on the drums.
Yeah.
Why is he not the lead singer? And why does Freak Helen not play the drums? How the hell do you look at that fucking character design and go, he's a drummer, isn't it?
None of the choices make sense. Nothing fits. And as I was really disappointed because having then picked up this one and gone, right, okay, it wasn't good, but I've kind of engaged in that because it was better than the fucking spreadsheet I was working on. But I thought, right, where's the next one? I'll take this on. I'll take the show on and run with it. And then, I lost an hour looking for the fucking thing, thinking I'd fucked it up. And actually, I said, there's a story there. I want to know how it. I want the backstory. I want to know how it's come to this point. Why they're now fleeing, and what happens next? Because they got caught. They crashed. The crash land in the bar on Earth or in a talent show with fucking.
It's a gig. They crash land in the middle of a fucking gig.
Yeah. But you've got Macaulay Culkin in glasses, telling jokes.
Yeah. Because the band doesn't show up.
Yeah. Fine. They do that. They play. They rock. It's brilliant, fantastic. And then at the end of their song, fucking the SS turn up.
Yeah.
Fan fucking tastic. Next. No.
I think, I obviously we're dumping on it quite a bit, and I think it deserves it, right? I think it's fucking. I really do think this is a turd. Like this is really bad. But I think you're right. I think if there'd been another two or three episodes, I would have given it a few more to see how this beds in. Because I was definitely left thinking, okay, where does this go now? How do the Madballs integrate into human society? That's what I want to see here. Because if nothing else, like, you've got all the gags about, you know, this bunch of balls flying around. They're like, oh my God, the opportunity for innuendo is rife. And again,
fits
the franchise. Like, and you could get away with it. And that's what gross jokes needed to be, is that level of humor, right?
Yes.
You've got these characters who are literal balls and there are no ball gags. Hang on. That kind of came out wrong. I knew what I meant. You knew what I meant. Let's pretend I didn't say it and move on.
So, incidentally, the user reviews on IMDb, there are only two of them. One is a 7 out of 10.
Yeah.
And the other one doesn't score. It just gives a blurb on it. But the reviews on here are actually quite positive, apart from the fact it's a one-hit wonder.
I mean, I get that. I do, because, like I said, it unlocked some core memories for me. I get that people would be kind of really into it, and especially if you're into Madballs at the time. I just think if you look at it critically now...
Oh, God, yeah.
I mean, even given the animation a pass, because, like, you know, it's a straight-to-video job, it was clearly intended to be a pilot, wasn't it? Right? And it just ended up going straight-to-video because they needed to claw some money back. So, you know, it's not got a great budget. So you can, even if you give them a pass on that, which is hard because it's so bad, honestly, listeners, this animation is so, so bad. There's just too much of it that I'm looking at going, well, why, what the fuck is this? Why have they all got legs? Why are they in a band? What does any of this have to do with them being monsters?
I have no idea. I have absolutely no idea.
So, but, you know, more power to you if you're one of those two fucking reviewers or whatever that really like it. I wish I still did. And part of me kind of does. That's the thing. There's still a part of me that's got a soft spot for this.
Yeah.
And I wish I liked it. But I tell you what, it's given me the most powerful nostalgia we've had for a long time. I swear to God, I could smell that video shop. It was mad. But yeah, it's just a shame, I think, that it didn't go anywhere, because maybe if it did, even if they only had like 5 to 6 episodes, like, you know, Zelda had like 8, I think, didn't it, or 12.
Yeah.
Even if it only had that few, if we could have at least seen the first arc play out, then maybe we'd be having a different conversation. Or maybe, I don't know where it goes, maybe it becomes like Denver the Last Dinosaur and they're rocking out every episode. Maybe it becomes like Transformers and there's a big war on Earth between these two fucking species of crazy intelligent balls. I don't know. All we've got to go on is that they eventually obviously establish themselves well enough that they have the Mad Balls production studio in what I think is a dumpster and produce gross jokes.
Yeah.
That's all we've got to go on. But the really mad thing about this is, like, you know, like we're saying it's poor quality and we're saying it kind of doesn't fit the franchise and they didn't quite understand the assignment almost. They were like, because it's the literally the easiest things. California Raisins was a successful cartoon. I remember it, right? It's the fucking My Pet Monster, right? Incidentally, from the same people.
I'll say directed by the same woman.
Right? So it can be done. Yeah. And actually, the fact that it doesn't work surprises me, because this is American Greetings. So it is My Pet Monster, Strawberry Shortcake, the Care Bears. These are all licenses in their portfolio. Now, they might not all be done by the same people, okay? But it's the same company. These are licenses in their portfolio. They should know how to handle these.
Yeah, in true Blue Peter fashion, I've actually got it on screen in front of me.
Oh, there
So the director, Laura Shepherd, excuse me, got credits for Tales from the Crypt Keeper. She 26 episodes of that. Care Bears, 27 episodes. Droids, she's in the art department of that.
Same people.
There's lots of straight to video stuff by the look of it as well. Things like Count of Monte Cristo, Adventures of Moby Dick, Swiss Family Robinson, Journey to the Center of the Earth. Also did 17 episodes of Barbar, the Care Bears and various spin-offs, My Pet Monster. This isn't somebody who doesn't know what they're doing.
I mean, Care Bears, it it's been a minute since we watched KBAs now, yeah. but we did watch KBAs for this show, and I remember both of us absolutely yeah. fucking loving it. Incidentally, I'm watching the newer stuff with the kid now, and that's yeah. pretty good. So I think I'm going to go back and watch like the old stuff again, because I remember KBAs being really good. My Pet yeah. Monster needs to go on the list. I'm sure that's okay. You know, yep. don't know, but I'm sure I remember liking it. So, and I certainly liked that. My Pet Monster.
Yeah, we'll stick it on the list.
Yeah, so, you know, the pedigree's there. It's just, it's almost like nobody knew what the fuck to do with these. And it's just, it's yeah. the easiest pitch. They're fucking monster balls. Like, it's easy. You just set them in fucking Transylvania or whatever, and you, there's two ways around it, isn't it? You either set it in a universe where everybody's a fucking monster ball, and you don't even have to acknowledge that. Just everybody's a monster yeah. ball. That's how it is.
Well, if you look at some of the shoe people,
yeah,
they're all just shoes.
That's what I'm saying.
Everybody there is a shoe, so why can't everybody here be a ball? And then you can, then you build on that by saying, well, everyone's a ball, but these are monster balls.
Yeah, exactly. And then
you then you make them outcasts and all the rest of it, and then you know, you build a story around that.
And then they live in this world full of balls, you know, but that turns out to be an object from the real world, just like in shoe people, right? Maybe they live in a bag under someone's bed, you know, they live in a ball bag. I'm sorry, it was low hanging fruit.
I said, how long have you been holding on to that one?
Oh, they keep coming. Oh my God, I can't stop now. I just.
maybe right for the show.
Yeah. I mean, that's the kind of shit you can get on Gross Jokes, listeners. Only not that filthy.
Or funny.
Yeah, or funny. Yeah, right. So you either do that. They either live in you know, when you say, you essentially set it on Orb, right? But Orb can be like Transylvania, can be all like, they part of it can be all like creepy, kooky, and
yeah,
what have you.
And then you've got like a metropolis, and you've got like wide open plains, and you've got, you know, beaches and whatever else, but they're in the really fucking weird bit.
I mean, look, yeah, and you've got a metropolis, right? And in Metropolis, or whatever they're going to call it, right? Ballopolis or whatever, right? They've got like properly well-made leather stitched American footballs and nice soccer balls. And like they're the jocks, yeah. essentially, right? They're the jocks. Yeah. And this lot, get a bit raggy dolls, if you like, right? These are the ones that were just fucked. They were the seconds. Yeah. They came off the production line, and so it's a fucked up baseball.
And yes, it's like, not quite round, or it's the stitching's coming apart, or whatever it's going to be.
Right, so there's a whole story there that you can get out of Mad Balls, right? There's the other angle you take where, like, yeah, they are sentient balls, but yeah, like they did in the comic, they were created, given life by a kind of Dr. Yeah. Frankenstein character, and then they need to integrate into actual society, and then you've got the whole comedy of errors, like classic monster stuff, actually, where everybody's scared yeah. of them because they're freaky looking balls, but actually they're just as scared of us because they don't fucking understand us and they just want to fit in, and they're yeah. the good guys. So there's a million and one ways to make this work. Making them aliens from the planet Orb with arms and legs who are in a rock band is not it. It's just not nope. it. I don't.
Not at all.
I don't understand. What are you doing, people? But it was everywhere. So credit where yeah. it was. But I think in a weird way, like normally when we talk about this, it's the cartoon and then the toy, right? That's how it works. Yeah. The cartoon drives the toy sales. But this was totally the other way around as it transpired. Like the toys and the annual and the game and the cartoon, it all came off the back of the fucking original toy, off the back of the Madball toy. And yeah. incidentally, I'd love to track that annual down now. Maybe I'll see if I can find a PDF of it, because I knew the game was shit even at the time.
It's largely regarded as one of the worst games ever.
Oh, it's fucking terrible. Have you ever played it?
Not that I can remember.
Okay,
no.
So I had it on the Spectrum. Amazing box. Absolutely. So Ocean, who did loads of like ropey titles, yeah, and some really good games. Ones as well, right? Their Robocop yeah. game was fucking incredible.
Yes, it was.
They did a good Batman game as well, right? But Ocean had
yes,
loads
had that
of,
as well.
Ocean had loads of tie-ins. But back in those days, in the Spectrum days, right, when games would come out, they would start by being in this kind of A5-ish portrait box, right? And you'd yes. open it up and you'd have one cassette in it and a chunky old instruction manual, and usually you'd get a poster as well. Then they'd yeah. go around to budget range and they'd drop in price from like $7.99, $8.99, down to like $2.99. Yeah. And they just come in a little cassette jewel case with a slip cover, and you don't get a manual and all of that and a poster. Yeah. You just get... And then, every now and again, you'd get a real super fucking premium release or a selection pack. And they yep. would come in these landscape A4 boxes, and they were fucking amazing, right? You'd normally, like, if it was a selection pack, you'd have like 8 or 9 tapes, you'd have loads of posters, sometimes a comic, that badges, all sorts of shit. Now, Mad Balls was one of those. It was only one game, but it came in the big landscape box. And I remember it had a sticker sheet in it with a sticker for every Mad Ball. And it had a poster and it had the instruction book. And the box was stunning because you had this, like, the big logo in the middle, and you had all the Mad Balls down each side and across the top. So they kind of framed it. I can see it in my mind's eye now. I loved this fuck. And I just always remember every time I'd get this box out, I'd be like, yeah, Mad Balls. And you see the box and it looks fucking amazing. And you load the game up, and within 10 seconds, you realize you're just this fucking ball bouncing on what is essentially, I think there was about 4 levels from what I remember. There wasn't many. There was a diamond, there was a triangle, there was, but you're bouncing on these environments, and there were other balls. Now, you had a face, the other balls didn't. They were kind of just spherical objects. Yeah. And essentially, they were like areas of these environments that didn't have walls, right?
Yeah.
Now, why walls were relevant, I don't know, because you're a ball and you're bouncing.
Yeah.
But
makes no sense.
No. So the idea is it's kind of like fucking sumo wrestling, right? So you're the bouncy ball and you've got to smack into the other bouncy balls. And if you hit them with enough force, you push them and you want to push them off the edge. And they want to push you off the edge.
Okay.
That's it. That's the game. It's dreadful. It was absolutely fucking abysmal. But like,
I don't remember it. But
there was some very rudimentary physics to it, from I remember. Like, if you hit a ball when you, like, the lower down you were essentially in your bounce when you hit the ball, like, the more kind of forward motion you had behind you. So if you were at the top of your bounce, then you've lost all of that momentum, so you couldn't push them forward as far. Whereas if you've just hit the floor and you've got all that kinetic energy bouncing back, you hit them and they go flying. It's fucking terrible.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Now, incidentally, as part of the E3 video game show, it was announced in May 2009 that Canadian game developer Playbrains was releasing a video game sequel to Babbo Violent 2, including Mad Balls characters, called Mad Balls in Babbo: The Invasion. It was released on Xbox Live Arcade in July 15, 2009. Gameplay involves rolling expansive terrain maps and carrying large weaponry. Again, they're fucking balls. How do they carry weapons?
Well, because they just give them arms when they feel like it, don't they? It's stupid. But again, why do you need to do that, right? Because you want to give them weapons, right? Screaming Mimi's got a giant fucking tongue. He can, like, throw that around like a whip. Oculus Orbus can shoot a laser beam from his eye, right? Slobulus, again, can maybe, like, whip his eye out. Dusty can use the bandages. Like, why do they need guns?
I don't know. So in that game, only 2 were Mad Balls in the end. Oculus Orbus and Hornhead. Were the only ones they used.
Hornhead's got a fuck. I mean, the clue's in the name. He's got a horn on his fucking head. What does he need a gun for? He can just smash into people.
Yeah. And there was also a game released on iOS called Babbo Crash HD, which is based on Mad Ball's characters as well. I will not be looking for it.
Is it just on iOS? Is it on?
It's all it says on here on Wiki is an iPhone, iPod Touch, and iPad game.
What's it called?
It's called Babbo Crash HD. I'll see if I can find it.
Because I've got about 20 odd quid in Google Play Store credit at the moment. So, you know, for research, for your entertainment value, listeners.
Same reason we paid for X vs. 7 last week.
Yeah, I may download this and give it a go if it's on the Play Store. Because, fuck it, it's free money.
It has been removed from the from App Store.
But because, like, this is all free money that I've got from those fucking Google surveys and uploading my receipts. So, like, if I spunk it on a Mad Balls game, it's not a problem. It's literally free money. So,
yeah.
Oh, well. Yeah, have you played it, listeners? If so, let us know. But it's probably the redesigned Mad Balls, right? It's the ones from...
Probably, yeah.
Because Mad Balls have been re-released at least twice that I know of.
Yeah, yeah.
They do just come back around year on year. They never look as good as the original ones.
In 2009, in European territories, including Italy and the UK, 10 officially licensed miniature water squidding Ghirlandini Mad Balls were released. They're slightly larger and more rubbery than the UK counterparts. They dispense small, semi-transparent plastic spheres from vending machines. Oh, yeah, I've seen them in those. They come in
the like
little
gachas.
Yeah.
I'm so lucky I never saw those.
Yeah. Based on the planned but never made Classic Series 3 and Classic Series 4, some will simply name changes, others are entirely new creations. So you had Scum Chum, which is an anglerfish, Brain Rot, a zombie scientist, Creep Frog, a horrid frog with a mouthful of mini beasts,
Fleabag,
a dog cat hybrid, Spew's Ooze, a psychotic dragon impaled with weapons and armor, Deckhead,
love that.
A skater speared with a skateboard.
This is where the humor needs to be in gross jokes. Deckhead. That you can get away with because you're not saying dickhead. You're saying,
especially if you've got a New Zealand accent.
Well, even if you just say it quickly, if you just say deckhead, like you can, it's enough to make you go, hang on a minute. And that's all you want. That's all you want. It's funnier if you don't say dickhead. You just need to be able to go, hang on a minute. Did he just...
And again, it's the type of thing as well. Adults be going, hang on, did he just fucking do that? And the kids be going, oh, he's a dick.
Yeah, totally. Totally.
So, yeah. You also had Eyesore, who was an abomination with mouth for eyes and eyes for a mouth.
How does that work?
Spit... I don't know. It's just upside down, isn't it?
Oh, no. I think I can see it now.
Yeah, so you'd have
teeth and stuff around your eyes.
Yeah, and then your eyes down underneath. So
you'd
be
like the Corinthian from Sandman. That's what it would be, wouldn't it? But with an eyeball in the mouth.
Yeah.
Okay.
We had Spitball, which is a branded rabid bull. Racket Attack, a mauled tennis player. That's a bit of shit.
Yeah, but it's tennis ball, I guess. So that makes sense.
And Fang Thang, a saber-toothed cat eating a caveman.
I mean, they all sound pretty cool.
Yeah.
And again, they sound like they're in keeping as well.
Yeah.
You know, I think what it needed to be, what I wanted out of this was, and I'm not defending this because every iteration that they've tried to do has been bad, but I kind of wanted Garbage Pail Kids from this.
Yes.
And that's what that sounds like to me that you've just read out. Now, that's only based on that's how I remember Madballs, right? As being these kind of disgusting...
Yeah, these are gross... gross
things. Yeah, like you made the comparison to Boglins, and again, same thing. Yes. Like, they're kind of ugly and grotesque and stuff. And so, especially when I found out the gross jokes exist, I was really excited to watch Gross Jokes, particularly because everything I read about it was calling it, like, one of the worst things they'd ever seen and one of the worst cartoons. I was like, oh, this is going to be good. This is going to be really good because it's going to be in super bad taste.
Yeah, it's going to be on our level.
Yeah, and it just wasn't. And I wish it was. Yeah. I wish it was, like, Garbage Pail Kids the movie level of bad. We're like, yes, it's bad, but it's bad because it's just so horrendous. But it's not. This is bad because it's just poor. That's the problem. There are opposite ends of the scale, aren't they? It's a difficult one for me to actually have too much of an opinion on because I feel like I know I definitely dislike both of them, but I feel like I dislike Gross Jokes because it's just one of the worst cartoons we've ever watched. Might be the worst thing we've ever watched for this show.
The only saving grace is that it's only 22 minutes and there's only one episode.
I think it might be the worst thing we've ever watched for this show.
Possibly.
We've watched worse on the other shows, but you know, it's the worst thing we ever watched on this show. Then the other one is like, it's better. Escape from Orb is better, and I feel like
it had potential.
It had potential, and I think I can overlook most of its flaws. But because there's only one episode, we've got to judge it on the strength of the one episode, and the one episode is poor. It's really poor. Oh, it's a shame. I think if you've got any nostalgic kind of value attached to Madballs at all, I would advise you give both of these cartoons a hard fucking swerve and just live with your memory of Madballs. Go and watch some old Madballs adverts or something if you want.
Yeah.
But give these a hard fucking swerve because... Yeah.
A hard pass.
It ain't the Madballs I remember.
No.
Definitely not.
No. I didn't have the strong memory of this particular part. I remember Madballs, but I didn't have the strong memory of this as a show. But yeah, watching that first one, I was convinced that, okay, I recognize it. this is going somewhere. And same as yourself, I was convinced there was a fucking series.
Yeah, I was sure of it. I was absolutely sure. And I remember them being in a band even, but I thought there was a whole fucking thing.
Yeah.
There's not. There's just no story at all. There's just they're rebel really rock and roll stars. With no, like, I can't get away from the fact they don't have any defining characteristics. None of them have defining characteristics. Why doesn't Screaming Mimi scream?
Yeah.
That's got to be a basic gimme, hasn't it? Like,
yeah, of course it is.
You know, and not
you
just
get a sad sack one who's a bit like Eeyore, who's just a bit deflated and doesn't and can't bounce.
Yeah, well, you've got Slobulous for that, right? Then you've got Hornhead to be the angry one, right, who keeps like bashing into things. You got, you know, Freak Ellen needs to be a bit of a prima donna. Like, there's so much potential with these characters, and like I said, the mad thing is that it's all there just by looking at them. The work's been fucking done. The hard work is done for you. You just need to write them. And it's like they're completely misunderstood. Totally, totally missed the mark.
Yeah.
Shame. Real shame.
Yeah, it is. I'm really disappointed.
So am I.
And that comes from like an afternoon of going, oh, this could be good. Oh, fuck.
I think the only reason I'm not furious, as I have been with some of the other shows that I've really disliked, is that it was only 40-odd minutes.
Yeah.
If I'd have had to waste any more time on it, I'd be fucking furious, I think.
Yeah, I think both episodes were 22 minutes, including credits, so you're probably talking, 38 minutes of actual content.
Imagine if you paid cash money for that fucking video in the 80s. Yeah. I mean, we rented it, right? But even then, like, it would have been a full-price rental, which, you know, back then, like, full-price rental was probably, like, £1.50, but that was a lot in fucking 80s money, right?
Yeah.
And it wasn't even keeping me quiet for like 80 minutes, like a fucking animated film would be, or like a Turtles tape where you'd have like three episodes.
Yeah.
22 minutes, mind you, I would probably watch, knowing me, I would have watched that 22 minutes over and over and over. Yeah. And then we'd take it back and I'd get it the next week and watch it over and over and over. So I guess as long as it kept me quiet for long enough, my dad got his money's worth out of it. But
yeah, true.
Fucking hell. Paying money for that. Madness. Yeah. I bet that would have been about a tenner, wouldn't it? Like to buy the video. That would have been, Jesus Christ. Which is like, £50 in today's money?
Even if it wasn't that much, even if it's £5 or £6, that's still for 20 minutes of footage.
Yeah, it needs to be like £2.99 or given away with a magazine. That's the sort of, like 20 minutes for fuck's sake. I've seen longer vlogs.
Yeah.
You know, fucking hell, this episode is nearly 60 minutes. It's nearly three times the length of the fucking show.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy. I'm genuinely disappointed. Coming at it with fuck all nostalgia, fuck all reminiscence of it whatsoever, apart from recognizing the characters, going, oh, okay, this is a show, and I'm just so frustrated because that Escape from Orb set it up so perfectly. Mm. Don't get me wrong, I say it was bad. The animation was bad. The performances were bad. The story was shit. But there were nuggets there which they could have teased out. And he said, right, if you give me 13 episodes, I can tell that story. I could say, right, this is why they're on the run. This is what their home planet is like. This is why they've had to escape. This is why music's illegal in the first place. This is them being complete fish out of water and learning a new culture, learning a new planet. And while they're still hiding from the SS who are popping up everywhere in their fucking brown uniforms. And you tell that story, and that's been told. We've had that story in other properties, and it's been done well.
Mm.
There was no reason they couldn't do that. Yes, it's not original, but fuck it. You know, most of the 80s wasn't original.
No.
Apart from AIDS, because that was kind of new.
There's very little original in the 80s, let's be honest. Everything was a franchise. Like, that's...
Yeah.
You know, and we knock...
It's almost like 2024.
I was going to say, we knock media for it now. We've just come full circle. That's it. We've just come full circle. We were doing this shit...
Better animation now.
Yeah. We were doing this shit all along. Like, everything has to be a multimedia franchise. But the 80s, like I said, was the golden age for it. It really was. Yeah. Like, just tonight, look at it. We've mentioned My Pet Monster, Baba, fucking California Raisins. Then you've got Care Bears. You've got your Strawberry Shortcake, we mentioned as well. The Wuzzles, the Gummy Bits, like, all of it. Like, it was just everything had to exist on every possible media available. And I guess
even talking about the game, I mean, I remember we had a Spectrum, and there was so many film tie-ins. Like, I remember we weren't allowed to watch the films because my mother was a bit strict and stuff like that. My father not so much, but things like Total Recall and shit. There were games of those that took 25 fucking minutes to load.
Yeah,
and as soon as you got onto it, you got shot. I was like, oh right, okay, and they had to load it again. I was like, fuck that.
Loved my Spectrum. Loved it.
I love my Spectrum.
But yeah,
as well.
I remember all of those tie-ins again. Ocean did quite a lot of them.
Yeah, they made a lot of that.
They had a lot of tie-ins. But yeah, everything. There had to be a game of everything.
Yeah.
You know, and we criticize franchises for it today. But I bet if you, well, I mean, we do on a regular basis. You put these side by side, most of the stuff we're churning out today is better quality than the stuff we were churning out in the 80s, as evidenced by fucking Madballs. So, yeah. You know, I guess 2024 ain't all bad, right?
You know, so far, so, no, lack of plague.
Yeah, I guess. But
that's kind of, it's worrying that's the benchmark now, isn't it? We haven't had a plague yet.
Yeah, no plague. Yeah, that is about it. Still got Tory government. We're still falling apart. Yeah. You're right. But hey, look,
no plague.
Yeah, yeah. Let's not end this on a downer. Because we've moaned all show. So, and we don't want to get political on this show because that's not what we do. But fuck the Tories.
I haven't said anything offensive yet either. If you want offensive, see last week's Better Than Mario.
Yeah, no, I don't. I think we've had a clean run this show. I don't think we've even sworn that much. So
not that much.
Yeah.
A bit.
Yeah. I guess. Okay, so I think we can draw a line under it. I think we're done with Madballs, basically, aren't we? Hence the fucking rambling about the state of 2024. I think we've said everything there is to say about it, which is that...
It's shit.
It's shit. But actually, maybe we haven't said all we've got to say about it, because maybe I've got a bit more to say. There are times when we watch stuff on this show, and actually... When you reappraise it, there is some cultural value to be gained from reappraising. Like they almost exist as a time capsule of that time and space. And I think this is that. Like, I think it's fucking terrible, and it's got no entertainment value whatsoever. But I think it's a stamp of the time and the place of the mid-80s of, like, this is the type of shit that was being churned out. Because it was the 80s and everybody had too much money and everything was disposable and you were on to the next thing in 30 seconds flat.
Yeah.
Fuck, like I said at the start of the show, I remember these being hot shit for like probably a year at most.
Yeah.
And then they went away. And so I think actually there's something to be said. But if you want to look into Madballs, the cultural phenomena, I guess you've got to stop off at looking at this cartoon, but don't start with it because this, even that game is better than this, and that game is dog shit. I want to find the annual. I remember really liking that annual. So I'm on a bit of a mission. I might hit up eBay when we finish. I feel like tracking down the Madballs annual.
Yeah. Well, give it a go. If you do, we'll put a post up so people can see it.
I bet it's really fucking expensive.
Oh, God, yeah. It'll be like fucking vintage now, won't it?
Like, I'm saying I want to track it down, but I want to pay like 99 pence for it. Do you know what I mean? I don't want to be paying fucking silly money. I will have a look. Phil, Mark. I will. I mean, listeners, if anybody's got one that you want to send me, like...
Yeah, it's got to be somewhere, isn't it?
Oh, somebody's fucking got one. Madballs Annual. Right, here we go. Ah, there you go. As I was searching for annual, the action figures, I remember now, they've just come up here. They were called head poppers, which makes no sense whatsoever. It's because you could pull a head off. Okay, so it was released in 1987.
There's lots of, actually, it's just on Amazon now, released in May 2024 is Madballs versus Garbage Pail Kids as a book.
Ooh.
That's intriguing. The Madballs Annual 1988 in hardcover is on Amazon.
Madballs versus Garbage Pail Kids is dynamite, though. Ugh, it's a sure sign that it's probably shit. I found it as well. It's quite expensive, this annual.
£3.52.
Oh, that's cheaper than I've seen it. I'm looking at like £11.
Oh, fuck that now. I'll send you a link now.
Oh, because for £3.52, if it's in decent nick, I might treat my fucking self.
I probably still won't bother, to be honest. But
oh, but what if it's really good, though? Like, it's got to be, for £3, it's got to be worth a look, isn't it?
Well, yeah, possibly, but maybe that 52 pence makes all the difference.
I mean, that looks like...
I'd probably throw £90 postage.
That looks like it's in good nick, that one you've just said.
It does, actually, yeah.
Oh, man, just looking at that
cover. It says it's in good condition as well.
Just looking at that cover. Do you know what I mean? 64 pages. Fucking hell, that's nothing, is it? Annuals felt huge when I was a kid.
Yeah, but they're probably not much bigger now. I think they're only about 80 pages now. It's just the thicker paper.
Yeah. I mean, I really want to buy that, but then I know it's just going to sit on a shelf somewhere. I've got to find space for it. But you can see, like, listeners, if anybody like Googles the Mad Bull Annual, you can see what I'm on about with the scientist creating them. They're actually depicted on the cover. And already, just by looking at the cover, this is a much closer representation of what Mad Bull should be, right?
Yeah.
Why couldn't they do this with the cartoon?
Yeah.
You know?
Bizarre, isn't it? It's really weird. It just seems like a wasted opportunity, the whole TV enterprise. It just, like, I don't know, it's just like they had it and pissed it away.
They did. So, yeah, we're going around in circles now. There's cultural value here, but don't watch it. It's pants.
No, don't. Even though it's only 44 minutes for the two, don't waste your fucking time. And certainly don't watch the abortions that are the new ones.
I'm curious, but I just can't get past that look.
I think the only saving grace is they are about 2 minutes long each. They are literally just shorts.
Welcome to the modern world where everybody's got ADD.
Well, that's it. Storytelling 101.
Yeah. Blame fucking tickety-tock. Right, yep. We're getting a proper middle-aged fucking banter now. Wrap it up.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to hear me complaining and being middle-aged. I got to get fucking glasses this weekend. I'm proper middle-aged now.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I got fucking varifocals last week. I'm not happy.
I'm straight into varifocals. I went to have my eye tested thinking I'm coming away with reading glasses. They're like, no, mate, you're old. Your eyes are fucked. Have some varifocals.
Yeah. I've worn glasses since I was... before I was two, so it's always been a thing. But when I went last, it was, you might want to consider varifocals. No, fuck off, I'm not old enough for that. Got the new glasses. We were playing Trivial Pursuit over Christmas. I couldn't read the fucking cards. I had to get my old glasses back out.
Straight away the optician was like, well, you know, you do have a slight prescription for distance, you definitely need reading glasses, so like you, she was like, maybe you'd like to consider varifocals. And I must have pulled a face because she was like, look, happens to everybody when they get older. And then my face must have got even worse. Like this point, she was a fucking trainee as well. Like, you've never seen anyone backpedal so fast in your entire fucking life. And then she showed me on the fucking machine, right? She was like, so this is your vision. And I looked at it and I was like, yeah, I can read all the fucking letters. It's all fine. And then she put the lens in and I was like, oh, that's what
an S looks like.
That's what it's supposed to look like, is it? Right. So my vision's probably been fucked for years.
Probably.
But yeah, so now I've got to have fucking varifocals like a proper old man.
Yep. What the club?
Yeah. Hey ho. Middle age is a cunt.
Fucking A. Now there's a message, Wendell.
Yeah. I told you we'd end up getting the middle age. Sorry, listeners. Nobody came here for that. I'll update you. More middle-aged chat next episode as I update you on my struggle to get used to the fact that I'm wearing A, glasses, and B, fucking varifocals.
I've only fallen once. I missed a step.
How bad? I don't know. Is this interesting, listeners? Not. I don't know. We're talking about it now anyway. If you're not interested, listeners, just turn off. If you're our age and you're for middle-aged chat, strap in. So how bad is that? Like, because on the edge, right, they got the blurry bit, haven't they, around the edge?
Yeah.
And
you don't really notice it, to be honest.
Because I think I got conned, right? Because she took me to the fucking computer screen and she was like, here's the different levels of varifocal. Mm. We've got like your standard lens, then we've got your HD lens, then we've got your HD Elite lens, and then we've got your digital lens. Now, when you tell me digital lens, I'm expecting a fucking HUD, right? I want to be walking around like fucking Tony Stark, right? So straight away, I'm like, oh, a fucking digital lens sounds good. And then she shows me the price difference, and I'm like, no, digital lens doesn't sound very good. Let's have a look at the other
one. I went for the standard lens. That was fucking bad enough.
But then she was showing me these fucking blind spots. And I was like, that's going to make my vision worse than it is now. Like
the problem you get is that it's when you're, because you're, when you're walking, like this is not interesting for anybody. When you're on stairs, you can, if you're looking ahead, like where you're going, rather than looking down, you still got the steps in your peripheral vision. But because you've got the different focal points, you don't see where they are. So it's really easy to fucking miss them.
Oh, fuck.
Apparently it's worse going up than it's going down. I disagree, because if you fall up the stairs, you just land on
the
stairs.
Falling down the stairs fucking hurts.
Falling down the stairs, yeah. You just fucking keep on going until there's no more stairs to fall down.
I'll be honest, I wouldn't even worry about falling down the stairs and hurting myself now. I'd be more worried about breaking the fucking super expensive glasses I've just had to buy. Because glasses are disgusting money. Like, don't be...
Do that for two pairs a year for 40 years.
Oh, fuck, man. I mean, this
no wonder I'm fucking poor.
This is literally the first time I've ever had to have them. And I was expecting to be like maybe 100 quid in the hole. But she gave me the fucking bill.
That's one fucking lens.
Yeah. She gave me the bill. And she's like, oh, but don't worry, because you've saved this much today. And I'm like, right, so I've just...
But no, you haven't saved it. You've just spent less.
Yeah, exactly. You were going to charge me this anyway. So this is basically just costing me one kidney now, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Fuck me. And then she turns around and goes, don't worry, it's an investment. They'll last you for 2 years. I want them to last my entire fucking life for what I've just paid for them.
I know.
They were more expensive than my fucking PS5. What the fuck?
Yeah, I think, because I'm on a reward scheme with the contact lens, so I get everything half price. I still spent 600 quid on four pairs of glasses.
Jesus Christ. Well, I bought...
And two of them are now fucking redundant because they're... single vision, I can't fucking see at them.
Well,
I can't read at them.
I had two pairs because they buy one, get one free, because I went to a leading brand optician, listeners. You can work that one out. So they buy one, get one free. And with the fucking like super duper fucking lenses that I decided I wanted, because I don't want the, especially first time wearing them, I don't want the big fucking blind spot, right?
Yeah.
So for two pairs of glasses, I'm nearly 400 quid in the hole. They were like 380 odd quid. Disgusting. And they're not even the expensive fucking frames.
No, I picked the cheapest fucking frames I could get, as you can probably see. They were like, the frames are 40 quid.
Jesus.
And then it's like, yeah, stick on the lens and thin them down because I can't fucking see and I'm blind and I have fucking multiple panes of glass in front of my eyes at any given point anyway. So I had them thinned down. That's extra money. And then the fucking scratch coating and then the insurance. And I was like, fuck me.
Yeah. Well, it's like buying a mobile phone was fucking 20 years ago, isn't it? It's like, do you want cover for this? And do you want the screen protector? And do you want... Then he was like, do you want the anti-glare? Do you want the... But then she goes, oh, but if you buy the digital ones, that's all in with it anyway. So then you're doing girl math, right? I'm not being sexist. That's just a thing. Then you're going,
I've saved this much.
So it's worth it
a different way.
Because I'm spending more, but I'm actually getting better value because... And I wouldn't have bought any of this shit anyway. But in my head, I've got better value. So, I think I've been done on glasses. And I bet you I'd never fucking wear them either. Like, I wear them to read because I genuinely cannot read anymore. I just can't. But I'm not going to wear them all the fucking time.
Like, I've always worn mine all the time and I can't fucking see without them. But yeah, the only thing I'm glad of is I can now fucking read again. You forget you don't tilt your head. Mm. You look down through the bottom part of the lens rather than moving your head.
Yeah.
So half time I'm looking down going, oh, fuck, I can't see that. I need to move my head again.
Yeah, which this is how bad it is, right? They had to write me instructions for these fucking glasses.
Oh, they fucking drew on the lenses for me.
Yeah, because she tried to explain it to me and I was just like, what? I'm not getting this. So they wrote me fucking instructions. And they've basically told me the exact opposite of what you've just told me. Right. They've told me that if I want to look at something, I have to move my face so that my nose is pointing at it.
Right, okay. It might be some long-sighters. I've got astigmatism, so I'm long-sighted, so it might be slightly different.
Ah, okay. So, they've told me I've basically got to move my entire head like a fucking robot.
I've got to look through that bit down there. And like they had these like clear stickers on. They were drawing where if I'm reading, I need to be looking down here and fucking...
Jesus Christ.
Fuck me. We're old.
We're super old. Super old. I hope you're with us, listeners. Like,
yeah, that was a solid 10 minutes of
it. Yeah, I mean, if you've listened to Grumpy Old Man Chat, then you're definitely at least our age. So
fuck, if you want Grumpy Old Man Chat, let us know. We can do this all fucking day.
This may be another podcast in this. Just like
just means we haven't got to watch fucking Madballs first.
Yeah, Grumpy Chat of the Week, basically. You write in, tell us what you want us to moan about, listeners, because believe me, fucking I can moan it all fucking day long.
Anyway, that may be another show for another time, but getting back to Madballs, I'd love to know if people have seen it or if you play along at home, you've come back to it. Let us know what you think, because fuck me, it was an absolute car crash as far as I'm concerned. Get in touch on the usual channels, on Twitter at SMPDpod. You can go to our website, ddpodcast.net, where you can pick up our previous episodes and other shows as well. Wherever you get your podcasts from, subscribe, leave a message, we'll get back to it as we can. But until next time,
see you later.